Chapter 4. Roskilde, Denmark, 6:15 p.m. Malone waited until after the auction started before slipping into the hall. Books came and went, but he noticed Peter Hansen perk up as the next item was displayed.
Pierre Gravé du Languedoc by Eugène Stublein. Copyright 1887, the auctioneer announced. A local history, quite common for the time. An opening bid, please.
Three came fast, the last at 400 kroner. Malone did the math. $60. Hansen weighed in at 800. A representative who worked phones called out 1,000. Hansen upped his offer to 1,050. Phone man bid 2,000. The bid soared to 9,000. Another minute of intense bidding ended with Hansen's offer of 24,000 kroner, more than $4,000. Malone knew Stephanie was not wealthy and not a collector, so he wondered why she was willing to pay so much for an unknown travelogue.
50,000 kroner,
the representative for phone man called out, more than double Hansen's bid. Stephanie and Hansen conversed, and she shook her head.
Item is sold for 50,000 kroner.
Malone watched as Stephanie spoke with one of the attendants, then left the hall. He moved toward the same attendant, Gregos, a thin Dane whom he knew well.
Cotton, good to see you.
Looked like that last item was a shock.
50,000.
Amazing. Any idea why?
Gregos shook his head.
Beyond me.
Malone motioned toward a side door which Stephanie had just exited.
The woman you were just talking to, where was she headed?
She was asking the location of the Domkirke, particularly the Chapel of Christian IV.
She say why?
Gregos shook his head.
Only that she was going to walk over.
He reached out and shook the man's hand. In his grasp lay a folded 1,000 krona note.
One more thing, he said. Who was the high bidder on the phone?
As you know, that information is confidential.
As you know, I hate rules. Do I know the bidder?
He owns the building you rent.
Henrik Torvaldsen. He should have known.
He stepped into a cool Danish evening. Several blocks away loomed the cathedral, the Domkirke, where Danish royalty had been buried since the 13th century. What was Stephanie doing there? He was just about to head that way when two men approached. One pressed something into his back.
Nice and still, Mr. Malone, or I will shoot you here and now, the voice whispered.
He glanced left and right. Two men flanked him. In their features, he saw the same anxious look he'd seen a few hours ago on Red Jacket's face.